Oh, hi there. I'm Bob the Tomato. Come on over to my house. Welcome to my house. It's the one up on the hill. It's the place I cook my dinners, take my baths, and pay my bills. It's the place that I get letters from kids like you.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Larry.
Every day we get a letter, gotta make the problem better.
Do you like my yellow sweater?
VeggieTales.
You've seen us on DVD.
But now at last we're on TV.
From Portland to Schenectady.
It's VeggieTales. It'd be time for VeggieTales.
I know you're going to make some remark about my sweater, so don't even bother.
I would never. I just wanted to know if that sweater came by itself, or if they threw it in when you bought the bow tie. Hi, kids. Welcome to VeggieTales.
On TV.
And we're waiting for a letter.
There it is.
Mail, mail, here is your mail. It's here in my bag, not in bucket or pail. I bring it through hailstorm or blizzard or gale, for I am the man who delivers your mail.
Where's the letter?
Oh, yeah. It's right here. I'll just put it through the mail slot.
You can just hand it to us.
Oh, I got it. Ugh.
Thanks.
What's today's letter say, Larry?
It says, Dear Bob and Larry, I'm having trouble with my big brother. He's really mean to me. And yesterday, he broke my favorite toy, too. I was so angry, I never wanted to talk to him again. But today, he said he was sorry and wanted to be friends again. I don't feel much like accepting his apology or forgiving him for hurting me. I don't even want to talk to him, even though he is my brother. Please tell me what I should do. Signed, John from Indianapolis.
Having trouble with your brother can be a real problem, John.
I wonder who that is.
It is I, Paco, the storytelling mule, with a story that might help John. It is a story about a sweet, fun-loving storytelling mule, much like myself. His name was, Socko.
Paco? Socko looks just like you.
A mere coincidence. Anyway, Socko the storytelling mule had an older brother, just like John does. A big, mean brother. He would say things like, Hey, Paco!
You mean Socko, don't you?
That is what I said. Anyway, he would say, Hey, Socko! What good is a storytelling mule anyway? Real mules like me pull carts and wagons. You are a blight on all of donkeydom with your silly storytelling. Then he'd step on my hoof.
You mean he'd step on Socko's hoof?
That is what I said. He was always being big and mean and stepping on my hooves and laughing. Ha 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 ha! And taking my toys and...
Paco?
Yes?
Do you know where you're going with this?
Not really.
John, if you're having a problem accepting your brother's apology and forgiving him, maybe you should watch this. A long, long time ago, way out in the West somewhere...
That's right, the West.
There lived a group of brothers.
Cowboy brothers.
Right. Cowboy brothers.
Hello, little doggies.
With French accents.
What?
It's a French Western.
Okay. Anyway, there was Reuben.
Ho-ho.
Simeon.
Bonjour.
Levi.
Adi.
Izzy.
Yahoo.
Zeb.
Bravo.
Gad.
Yes-a.
Ash.
Yahoo.
Dan.
Hey, my dog.
Natty.
Chitwa.
Oh, and Jude.
Hey.
Then there was baby Ben, but he was too little to come outside. Oh, and one more. Little Joe.
Look who finally decided to get up.
Hey, guys. Wait till you hear about the crazy dream I had last night.
Quiet, Little Joe. We are working here.
Oh, right.
Little Joe was a little different than the others. Besides talking differently, God had given him great organizational abilities.
Come and get it!
Yay!
Not so fast, fellas. Before we eat, I have a special announcement. I think we all know that today is Little Joe's birthday.
Papa. Baked it myself.
All together.
Yippee-ki-yay, today is a special day. Yippee-ki-yay, today we celebrate you. Little Joe, take a bow.
Look, I made a frosting cow.
Little Joe, give it the rest.
We all know Pa likes you the best.
Yippee-ki-yay,
aw, you shouldn't have.
Finally, we agree on something.
For me?
What are you waiting for? Try it on!
What do we get for our birthday presents?
Mittens.
And for my birthday wish, I want to tell you all about my latest dream. It was the strangest thing. Past the mountains in the fields, where the cowboys practice. Out beneath the desert sky stood a dozen cactus. Cactuses? Cacti? Cacti?
Continue.
11 cactus, those were you, gathered round the other. They bowed, you see, to the one that was me, their dearest little brother. Their dearest little brother.
Crazy, huh?
What are you saying? That you will rule over us like a king?
It was just a dream, right? It's not really gonna happen. Maybe you should cut down on the bratwurst before bed, huh?
Needless to say, Joseph's dreams didn't make his brothers like him any better.
Why are we at this old abandoned mineshaft?
This is where we hid your birthday present.
Wow. Very, creative.
It's time to get what you've got coming to you.
Oh, I can't wait. I don't see a birthday present.
You are not looking hard enough.
Okay. No, I still don't see anything.
Well then, how about now?
Whoa! Guys, a goat must have bumped me or something. Little help?
We left you, but we're too busy bowing down before you.
Hey, guys, this isn't funny.
Really? It made me laugh.
Hey, who's that? What are you guys doing? Come on, joke's over. Ha ha, real funny. Guys? Guys?
Tie this around your middle!
Who are you?
Never you mind! Just tie the rope!
Well, finally! Oh, dear. Hey, desperados! You better come to your senses!
Happy trails, Dreamer!
Little Joe didn't know where he was or where he was going. He'd never been away from the ranch before, and now here he was on the run with dangerous men.
Oh, Joe, little Joe.
A year ago, my restaurant was going down the drain. Oh, me. Losing money left and right, I thought I'd go insane. Coo-coo, coo-coo. Then little Joe, he came along and turned the whole ship right. It's been a month of Sundays since we last had a fight.
Boy, it looks like another record month.
Sorry, duty calls.
Oh, 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 oh.
listen to her now.
Life is a joke, a trifle, a folly. Even my dog is a melancholy. My happy days are sung. That's why I'm so blue. That's why I'm blue.
Peanuts, get your hot roasted peanuts. Get them while they're hot.
I'm through.
Boy, that song's getting shorter every week.
C'est Joseph.
Oh, hello, Kitty.
That's Miss Kitty to you.
Whatever you say.
Look, little Joe, don't be a sap. No one's looking. Take this money and get out of here.
Why would I do that?
You and I both know you don't want to be here. With this much cash, you can get back home.
I'm sorry, Miss Kitty, but stealing is wrong. If I took that money, I'd be disobeying God. Not to mention, I'd probably lose my status as Employee of the Month. Good day, Miss Kitty.
To show you there's no hard feelings about you-know-what, I made some alterations to your costume for you.
Oh, well, that's really kind of you, but I wasn't aware that I went to... It's a tad heavier than before!
I put some extra stuffing in it. Thief! There's a thief among us!
All right! What seems to be the trouble here?
This man has been stealing from dear old McPotifar since the day he arrived here.
Little Joe?
This does not look good.
Joe, me lad! How could you?
What do you have to say for yourself?
I'm innocent.
Tell it to the judge. All right, men. Lights out. Another day of quilting tomorrow.
And that's when I woke up screaming. What does my dream mean, Joe?
Mine too. What do they mean? Well, there's good news and there's bad news. You're going back to work today. But you're being sent up the river. Congratulations! So sorry.
Anyone here? Oh, yes, dear Baker. I have wonderful news. The mayor has given you a full pardon. He wants you to resume your duties immediately.
And I'm extending an invitation to you, Mr. Blacksmith, to join my chain gang up the river.
How do you do that?
Oh, well, I've always just had this thing for dreams. Just another way God made me special.
Yeah, and he loves you very much, I've heard. Little Joe really believed God loved him. Still, every now and then, he'd wonder what God was up to.
Hey, God. Little Joe here. Not to complain or anything, but what's going on? I tell people what their dreams mean, and they always come true. But you gave me a dream a long time ago, and I'm in jail, and I didn't even do anything. I'm trying to do what's right, but I'm a little confused. Well, please be with Pa, and Baby Benjamin, and most of my brothers. Okay, and Jude too. Good night, God.
The very next day, who should show up but the mayor himself?
As I believe we can all see here, the town's reserves are down a good 25%.
It was horrible, just horrible. And it was so real, like it was really happening. Is there anyone in Dodgeball City who can interpret dreams?
Begging the mayor's pardon, but I know someone who might be able to help.
My banker tells me you can interpret dreams.
No, I can't, sir.
What?
I can't interpret your dreams, but God can. He'll give me the answer you're looking for.
Right. Well, he better, or I'll put you back in that jail and you'll never get out. Let's get started. Earlier today, I had the strangest dream. 7 cows sat on a hill, so big and fat, I got my grill. I was thinking about a barbecue. Then 7 scrawny ones came along and gulped the big fat cows. Were gone. And then I dreamt I was in front of a large group of people in my underwear. What's that about? So come on, start interpreting.
Well, it's really quite simple. The 7 fat cows mean 7 years of plenty are a-coming. More food than you can imagine. And the 7 skinny cows mean 7 years of terrible famine. Famine so bad, the good years will be all but forgotten.
If this is true, what do we do?
Well, during the good years, you should store away as much food as possible to give back to the people during the 7 bad years, and Dodgeball City will be saved. Of course, you'll need someone with great organizational abilities to make sure it all works.
Cucumber, you're in charge.
Excuse me?
Well, what are you doing standing around here? You've got a city to save.
So the mayor made Little Joe the most powerful man in Dodgeball City. After him, of course. And just like always, Little Joe got right to it, doing things right and making stuff work. You did it, Little Joe! Now we're ready for anything!
I certainly hope so.
Years.
You did it, Little Joe. You saved the town.
Yeah.
Oh, what is it, Little Joe? What's wrong?
Well, sir, I've got a family out there somewhere. I just hope they're all right. What can I do you for?
We hear tell you've got yourself some food stored up. So, we reckon we'd come on down to see if we could buy some from you.
How many in your family?
Just the 11 of us now. One of our brothers got ate up in a wild gopher accident, but that was years ago.
Mighty sorry to hear that.
We have regretted it every day since.
He was my closest brother, and I barely even remember him.
Where's your pa?
He could not make the trip.
His heart is broken.
Y'all see the sheriff. He'll take care of you. Give them whatever they need, but don't let them go till I say so.
Are you okay, Little Joe?
I'm fine, but whatever you do, don't use my name around him.
Whatever you say.
I need to know if my brothers have changed. I need a test. You strangers ready to go?
I reckon so. Your man gave us everything we need. We tried to pay, but he would not hear of it.
Now I wonder why he wouldn't take money from a bunch of low-down nerdy thieves.
Pardon?
You heard me. You all came a long way just to get caught robbing me.
Now see here. We are not thieves. We came to buy some food. But if this is a problem, I...
Them ain't pepperonis, partner.
There's been a mistake!
You bet there's been a mistake. Your brother tried to steal from me, and we don't take kindly to stealing around these here parts.
You don't understand. My pa has already lost one boy, a boy he loved very much, and it was my fault. I cannot let him lose Benjamin, too. Keep me prisoner, and let my brother go free.
All right.
Everybody get out of there. Little Joe, we got a problem. Little Joe?
So, you'd really sacrifice yourselves for your brother? It's time to tell you who I really am. Brothers, it's me!
Little Joe!
You are not still upset about that little mineshaft joke, are you?
Little Joe, I am to blame for what happened to you. Punish me, but I beg of you, let my brothers go.
Hey Jude, what you did was wrong, and it hurt me very much. But what you intended for harm, God used for good. To save you all. To save everyone. To save Pa. How could I not forgive you?
You boys forgot your mittens.
Little Joe?
Pa!
My boy! And that's the story of how a very bad thing became a very good thing and led to the happiest family reunion the West had ever seen.
Wow, that was amazing! After all the stuff his brothers did to him, Joseph still forgave them when they said they were sorry.
Right, Larry. You see, John, if someone is truly sorry for something, we need to accept their apology and forgive them.
Just like Joseph. He didn't stay mad at his brothers for what they did to him years before, even though it hurt him a lot. Maybe you could try accepting your brother's apology, John.
Everybody needs to learn how to forgive, even when it's hard.
Except for Socko and his mean donkey brother.
No, that definitely goes for Socko, too.
How did I know you were going to say that?